This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. West Nile virus has been found in mosquitoes in four counties in eastern Montana. The Department of Public Health and Human Services says the virus was detected in mosquitoes from six different pools of water in Blaine, Dawson, Prairie, and Weibo counties. Typically, the first detection in mosquitoes means that the virus will be found in humans or horses within about 2 weeks. DPHHS said the virus risk will persist likely through October when mosquitoes become less active in Montana. Many people who contract the West Nile virus show no symptoms, but about 20% can develop headaches, body aches, fatigue, vomiting, and diarrhea that can last for weeks for some people. Even minor forms of infection can leave individuals feeling ill and fatigued for weeks. About 1 in 150 people can develop neuroinvasive West Nile illness, which can lead to long-term neurological issues and, in rare cases, death. There is no vaccine or medication for humans who contract the virus, but horses can be vaccinated annually to protect against West Nile virus. To prevent illness, people can minimize the breeding habitat of mosquitoes by draining any standing water around their homes and using insect repellent and wearing long-sleeved shirts and pants to prevent mosquito bites. A constitutional initiative for the women's right to abortion will appear on the November ballot in Montana. Constitutional Initiative 128 is a proposal to create a specific protection for abortion rights in the Montana Constitution. The initiative received the required number of signatures on petitions and has been certified to appear on the November ballot. Similar campaigns in eight more states, including Arizona and Missouri, will also bring the issue to voters this fall. While abortion is currently legal in Montana under the Montana Constitution's right of privacy, backers of the proposal say it will further safeguard access in a national legal landscape roiled by the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court striking down the women's right to choose in Roe v. Wade. If approved by voters, CI 128 will create a new section of the Montana Constitution that explicitly establishes a right, quote, to carry out decisions about one's own pregnancy, including the right to abortion. This right shall not be denied or burdened unless justified by a compelling government interest achieved by the least restrictive means, unquote. Republicans opposed to the initiative put a series of legal hurdles in its way earlier this year, including Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, whose office reviews each proposed initiative. Knutson determined it to be legally insufficient, but the Montana Supreme Court ultimately wrote a new ballot statement intended to neutrally convey the initiative's substance to voters and then issued a decision that the constitutional amendment can go before voters. Later in the summer, CI 128 backers again had to go to court to challenge Republican Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson's decision to block inactive voters from counting toward the minimum threshold of signatures required for the proposal to make the ballot. A state district court judge found that inactive voters are qualified electors whose signatures are valid on petitions. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.